Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we travel the country and the world with Howard Stutz. He's the gaming reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And on the Power Pundit panel today, Jill Derby and Mylon Hawkins are coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is open Wednesday through Monday at 5 p.m.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is open Wednesday through Monday at 5 p.m.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shea.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always pleased to welcome to the program Howard Stutz. He's the gaming reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thanks, Sam. I love being here.
So, I got to start out with this, and this is just my theory, but, you know, the battle has been going on between MGM and Perini over the Harmon Tower. And MGM has been saying you can't fix the tower, it's not safe. Perini's saying for a reasonable amount of money it could be fixed and no problem. Are we to the point where MGM may actually need those rooms and it will be cheaper for them to go ahead and settle this thing and utilize that property instead of using it as a giant billboard?
Probably not, because it just would cost too much to go ahead and do the retrofit to try to fix it. MGM has said for years now, since that it can't be used, it's unsafe, and that's the biggest, and it's unfixable, and I don't think they'll go off that position, and I don't think they're, you know, and to be honest, we're at a point still in Las Vegas where room rates are up, visitation's up, but there isn't a need for more rooms at this point. We're going to see the SLS, the old Sahara property, probably open sometime next year. There's a lot of room renovations going on. This morning, Caesars is announcing they're redoing the tower at Bally's Las Vegas. We're not going to see the need for any kind of new rooms, and the cost it would take for MGM to go ahead and invest it into the Harmon just doesn't make sense, and I just don't see that happening.
And yet they're spending a lot of money to build that arena and also to build the park that will be somewhat like the quad that's going up that Caesars is putting up.
Right, exactly, and that's what the the investment seems to be going is this non-gaming type of amenity, type of attractions that gives us more, you know, gives the visitors a lot more to do rather than, you know, it gets them in and out. They don't want to just sit in the casino anymore. They want to get out and go out and about. And MGM has said there's a need for the new arena. They're showing that they can do this without, you know, asking the public for money. They're going to spend their own money. Their partner AEG, the big arena developer out of LA, is going to be partners in this. They're going to be another partner involved, I would imagine, somewhere. So, you know, they're doing this without any kind of public money. They're really looking to go forward on all these non-gaming venues, non-gaming attractions to keep visitors here rather than. Yeah, and they are cleaning up rooms. They are, you know, they're remodeling rooms at a lot of their properties on the Strip, as is Caesars. So that's where the investment seems to be going.
There's hardly a property on the Strip that has not been completely revamped over the last 5 years. It's stunning, really. I wanted to talk about the Electric Daisy Carnival. This is a music festival that plays at night for about 10 hours. And what did it do to the average daily room rate in Las Vegas? It was stunning.
Yeah, I mean, well, I just got rid of my furry boots and went after, you know, came back from the Electric Daisy Carnival. Yeah, just kidding. Yeah, we only sent any reporter under the age of 25 out to the Electric Daisy Carnival this past weekend. Now, this is the third year of this event, and it does a lot for visitation. The room rate, you know, I don't think they're gamblers. I don't think we're going to see the gaming revenues go up. There are people that come out here because it's an all-night thing, Friday night through Sunday night, go out to the Speedway, 100,000 plus people a night out there to enjoy the music and enjoy the whole rave type atmosphere. They come back, they'll hang out by the rooms and hang out in the pool, sleep in their rooms. It's not a lot of gamblers, but it does a lot for visitation. It's become a big event. You know, the first few years, we're in the third year of it now. It's really does a lot for visitation for the city and puts the city on the map for a few days.
Well, you know, what's interesting too is that, you know, a lot of the properties are putting on other events to tie into this thing and try to build it into a week-long event, and they make a lot of money selling liquor and charging entry into these different things, and they don't have to pay it back as they do when somebody's gambling. They might win. You don't win when you're spending $500-$600 a night for a room and paying an excessive amount of money for a bottle of liquor.
Well, it goes back into what you and I were talking about just before, but the non-gaming attractions. This is what, you know, what is it, 65% of, in the last fiscal year, of the revenues on the Strip came from non-gaming, came from hotels, came from shows, came from shopping, the revenues derived from those businesses. That's why you see MGM and Caesars making these huge investments on the Strip and the Link and in this other district-type development that MGM's doing, you know, to lead back into the arena. We're going to see more of that. In April, I spent some time in Atlantic City. That's what Atlantic City wants to do. They're trying to build the non-gaming type businesses up to, as a way of getting visitors back to Atlantic City. You know, that they've lost to different states that now have casinos. So, I mean, it is the trend that we're seeing, and so that really does make sense, like with an event like the Electric Daisy Carnival.
By the way, the battle between Atlantic City and Pennsylvania is just stunning, the amount of money that's being made in Pennsylvania and how much that market has grown.
Well, and I was just there in April. Philadelphia, they're going to put the last gaming license is going to be in Philadelphia. There's a huge competition for that. Steve Wynn wants to build a Wynn-type resort right on the Delaware River down from the Sugar House Casino. Isle Capri and Bart Blatton want to put a casino in downtown Philadelphia. There's a bunch of projects by the stadiums in Philadelphia. They've taken a lot of business from Atlantic City. That's why Atlantic City is really, which way New Jersey is doing what they're doing. They're moving into internet gaming by the end of the year. They're fighting the federal government to try to bring sports wagering to Atlantic City. You know, Atlantic City's doing things to try to win back their visitors that they've lost to these different states, not just Pennsylvania, but Maryland, New York City with the resorts world in at the Aqueduct Racetrack. Atlantic City's got to do something to try to rebuild their market and bring back the visitors.
All right, let's take a break. More with Howard Stutz when we come back.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is open Wednesday through Monday at 5 p.m.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, Safe Ride Home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Howard Stutz. He's the gaming reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Numbers came in from Macau today, and a lot of interest, obviously, because of the Nevada companies that own the massive properties there. It was up 9.9% over last year, and this is gaming revenue. This doesn't include anything else. Your thoughts on that, and how sustainable is this?
Well, that with the numbers you were saying from this morning, they were visitor numbers. That's the visitor numbers are up. Gaming revenues are actually up 15% for the first through May. So it's stunning sometimes when you start thinking about it that Macau last year was $38 billion in gaming revenues and it's already up 15% through this year. And that's what most of the analysts believe. It's going to be a double-digit growth again in 2013 over 2012. MGM, Wynn, and Las Vegas Sands all have different projects in various phases of development on the Cotai Strip region of Macau. They're continuing to expand. What you're seeing is with the visitor numbers, China is not really prohibiting the mainland, mid-market type customers. They're not restricting their visits into Macau anymore. So there's more trains in, there's more access into Macau from mainland China. That's what we're seeing. Is it going to continue? There doesn't seem like anything that's going to stop it right now. That's why the companies, MGM's, as I said, they're investing billions of dollars into new development in Macau. And Macau is another place where they're trying to bring the non-gaming type investment, the shopping, the retail, the entertainment, see here on the Strip. They want to do that in Macau. That's a lot of the Macau government wants to see that.
Well, don't you think that is going to end up being a whole new type of person coming to Macau? Because gambling is in the veins of the people who are currently coming. That's what they want to do. In fact, Steve Freese on the program a year or so ago after he'd gone back to Macau said that, it was all about people still at the tables and having their food brought to the table so they didn't have to stop gambling. But is there a new class of people out of the 300 million Chinese that have enough money to travel that would be there for all these other kinds of entertainment? It would be a whole new thing.
Yeah, it's that growing Asian middle class market, and that's what Macau wants to attract too, besides the gamblers. They want to, to create it as a destination. And we're not talking about just China, we're talking about that whole Southeast Asia region that travels to Macau. That's why Korea is looking at casinos and Japan. There's been talk about gaming legalization and all different. Vietnam is legalizing casinos and they're building casinos in Vietnam. It's that whole Southeast Asia, middle income, middle market that's the destination for them. Will be Macau. They want to go there. That the Macau government wants to bring more visitors there. Similar to what Singapore did. I mean, Singapore legalize casinos because they want to increase tourism. Macau is doing that again, you know, not just for the gamblers, and there will always be a place, obviously, for just those big gamblers in Macau. There's a place now for this middle market type customer, and that's what Macau wants to bring in.
Do you think these numbers are big enough to allow MGM to buy out Dubai World? Dubai World saying, I believe to you, that they might have an interest in selling their percentage of MGM and City Center?
You know, I don't know yet. You know, we'll see. The Dubai World that came out of either Wall Street Journal or some report out of Dubai. Yeah, obviously, Dubai World lost a lot of money in their investment in MGM and a lot of their investments in U.S. companies and worldwide companies during the recession. I mean, it's not just the MGM investment, but they lost a lot of money in that. The talk is that they'd like to sell it. They're not going to sell it cheaply. So we'll see what happens. MGM is obviously the logical buyer for it. Would buy, you know, that way they control all of City Center. But that's probably not on the plate right now. I'd be surprised if we see anything like that in the next year. The focus right now for MGM is Macau to you know build their new property there. Expansion in other markets here in the U.S. They're trying to get that license in Maryland. They have a license they're trying to get in Pennsylvania. I mean, I'm sorry, in Massachusetts. So, you know, MGM is focused more so on expansion in other parts of the U.S. and in Macau rather than maybe buying all of City Center back from Dubai World.
Internet poker. Atlantic City has legalized everything online. Nevada just internet poker. Do you think the federal government is going to take another run at this, maybe not in this congressional session, but in the next, to have uniform rules and regulations across the country?
Well, recently, Representative King out of New York introduced a full-on online gaming piece of legislation about a week or so ago. We hear that Representative Barton out of Texas is going to reintroduce his internet poker legislation. The question is whether Congress will ever even get off the schneid on this. I mean, listen, you know, this is now becoming a state-by-state issue. You know, it's not just Nevada, New Jersey, Delaware. You've got internet gaming legislation in Pennsylvania, California. Illinois has been looking at it, Iowa, it's all different states. So it's not just Nevada anymore, I mean, in New Jersey. So that's whether, and if more states legalize it, the question is going to be, will Congress, you know, is it going to be too late for Congress to do anything? I mean, that's really where it's starting to boil down. And I don't know if Congress has the appetite or the stomach right now or, you know, in these next 18 months to bring this to fruition. There's so much else out there they have to deal with at this time. So right now, it really is a state-by-state issue.
All right, and that's where we got to leave it. And the quote of the day, get off the schneid. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout. Thanks, Howard.
When you are late on your payments, your bills can multiply. That's when you need CashCo. It's easy to get the cash you need at CashCo. There are no credit checks and no year-long contract. You can even apply by phone. All you have to do is write us a check and we'll hold it till payday. It's that simple. And with our quick approval process, you can get your money in as little as 15 minutes. So don't wait. When you think cash, think CashCo. With two Northern Nevada locations to serve you.
At Les Schwab, along with great prices, our tires come with the kind of protection most other places just don't give you, which includes free flat repairs, equal value replacements, pre-trip safety checks, and more for the entire life of the tire. With the other guys, well, you just never know. So why is free protection on your tires good to have?
Lifetime protection. That's our best tire value promise. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
Many thousands of people throughout the world who have created problems due to excessive gambling have found the strength to quit by joining the Gamblers Anonymous program. If the fun has stopped and gambling is destroying you or someone you care about, there is hope. Call 356-8070 or visit gamblersanonymous.org to get the information you need to take the first step. There is no cost to be a member, just the willingness to stop. Call 356-8070 today.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, yesterday we had all Republicans. Today we have all Democrats, which is great. Jill Derby is here, the former Nevada Democratic Party chair, and Mylon Hawkins, director of the Diabetic Educational Center. Pleasure to have you both here. So this immigration reform bill marches on, but the numbers and the dealing is just stunning. So yesterday there was a 67-27 vote, which is close to what Charles Schumer was projecting to be 70 votes in favor of this, and it's going to devote $30 billion, additional dollars, to border security. They're going to double the size of the Border Patrol to 40,000 agents, and that's from 21,000, and completing 700 miles of fencing that a lot of states say they don't want or don't need. And, you know, your thoughts on this is such, to me, an incredible waste of money.
It is an incredible waste of money, and it's particularly interesting at a time where we know immigration is almost going the other way. I mean, fewer and fewer people coming from the South, coming north across the border, and I was reading recently more Americans than ever moving south. Mm-hmm. And a waste of money, and it's just what it takes to get it passed, to get certain people political cover to vote for the bill.
Well, isn't there an irony, a time when Republicans are looking to cut as much as possible, that they're increasing the budget by this amount?
Yes, they increased the budget for what I call hot button issues that benefit no one.
Well, it's a job creator.
Benefit jobs.
I mean, it's going to create some union jobs. That should make Democrats happy.
That should be really, really good. But on the other hand, if a state doesn't want a fence, you know, if you need more people for border control, maybe you need more people in other places than along that border. Maybe you need to put those resources, if you're so concerned about illegal immigrants, maybe you better be doing things, you know, on the shipping lines. It's just stupid to me the way they're going about this.
One of the things that they're discussing is people who come and overstay their visas, mm-hmm. and a way of tracking them. How many more thousands of agents are we going to have to hire if that's something else that we're going to be checking up on? And I'm not saying that shouldn't be done, but how many more people, at what point, I guess, and this is the bigger question I've asked you on this program before, mm-hmm. how much money do you spend to limit the amount of illegal immigration into this country? Do you spend $10 billion to stop one person crossing the border, to stop 100 people crossing the border, 1,000? Where's that point?
Well, that's a great question, Howard. I think one of the things that's interesting about this immigration bill is the fact that there are a lot of folks that feel like, number one, we need more immigration, and we need to be more flexible in our immigration. And what's made this country great is immigration. And the other part of the bill, that the restrictions on the folks that are here now, adding more years on, so 15 years for them to get in line in order to get a green card. I mean, there's a lot of it that just doesn't seem rational nor make sense for the good of the nation, but what we see once again is it's about providing political cover so that people can vote the way they're voting.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's interesting because, you know, it's actually 13 years is what they're talking about in terms of length of time. This, you know, perhaps benefits Republicans because it gives them enough time to make up to the Hispanic community, but it doesn't benefit the Democrats.
Well, I'm not even sure it benefits the Republicans, because I know that if I were a family, let's say that if I were a child who had come to this country at the age of 2, and I'm classified in this particular situation, and the Dream Act hasn't worked for me, but I'm an American, I don't know another country, and waiting 13 more years until I'm 45, let's say.
Right, but you know what, though? I mean, this is another thing, which is, you know, I don't think is discussed enough, which is people want the right to be here. They don't necessarily want the right to have a green card or citizenship. They want the right to be able to be here, to be able to go back to their country and come back again, to have a stable family life. You know, a temporary residency card is not a terrible thing to have because it allows you all this freedom. The thing it doesn't allow you to do is vote. So if you want these people voting eventually, you have to have a path to citizenship.
One of the conversations that's been out there is about not allowing certain access to certain services for mm-hmm. this group of people.
Right.
And how that impacts the rest of society, really. I mean, one of the reasons we want to have people insured and getting health care is it's good for everybody. So it seems to me there are a number of punitive measures in this bill that are just counterintuitive and don't make sense for the good mm-hmm. of the country.
The CBO came out in the last week and said that there will be an economic benefit to this country to have these immigrants here. And I've been saying for years that if we want to solve the Medicare and Social Security problems, you need to have more workers. And younger workers, mm-hmm. and this would be a great way to be able to do that.
Absolutely. There is no question about that, Sam. I look at this, you know, just from a nonprofit point of view. Where do people go for their health care? The emergency room is the most expensive. Allow working people to buy in to the Affordable Care Act. As you say, if I've got a worker's card that allows me to go back and forth, I know that if I go to Canada, I can get reciprocal health care. They don't care if I'm a Canadian citizen or not. If I'm visiting there or if I have a temporary job there, I will get that health care. And if I have health care from the United States, they will honor that. We don't do a lot with the way we handle people welcoming them to our shores, and we need them. We really do need them.
And just the last note is, what do we, and you don't even get a chance to answer this because we're out of time, but what about the northern border? Why is there being almost zero attention being paid to the northern border? That's a question mm-hmm. for another day. Thank you both very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Imagine having fashion, style, quality, and comfort all come together in your home. Imagine no more. There's a sale going on right now at Ethan Allen.
How much do you think individual health insurance costs?
Dr. Andrews?
What if it costs less than you think?
Yes.
Okay. How much do you think the average doctor or ER visit costs? At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we offer a variety of coverage options at surprisingly affordable rates. If you're self-employed, retiring early, or simply can't get health insurance at work, find out about affordable choices from Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield plans are designed to help fit your individual health care needs and budget.
Hi, Jack.
So whether you want basic coverage for yourself or more coverage for your family, call us at 1-800-818-0163. Or visit us online at buyanthemnow.com. Affordable coverage from a name you can trust. Call Anthem today. 1-800-818-0163.
And we're out. You got plans?
You bet.
Million Americans struggle with hunger, but we can do something about it.
Excuse me.
What's going on?
Dinner. Please join me in helping put food on their tables. Together, we can feed America.
You guys keep going. I'm going to get the plates.
Plates?
Find your local food bank at feedingamerica.org/hunger.
News 4's Joe Hart, working for you.
Getting answers to the questions you ask the most.
Submit your questions to jhart@mynews4.com. And remember to put Ask Joe in the subject line. Ask Joe, weeknights on News 4 at 6.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, Sean Whaley, political reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. We'll see you.